Popular unrest in Iran continues to spill into the streets. The nationwide protests have lasted for the better part of a week, exposing deep economic rifts, especially among the younger generation who struggle to find work and build a future. Hari Srinivasan explains what's fueling this resentment toward the regime and the government's response.
Overnight, video posted by protesters showed crowds in Tehran shouting "Death to Khamenei," the country's supreme leader. But by morning, a different cry. Worshippers chanted "Death to America" at Friday prayers, and a hardline cleric accused social media networks based in the U.S. of fueling the unrest.
It was cyberspace that was kindling the fire of the battle. It was cyberspace that every moment said where protesters were gathering and what slogans they were chanting.
So far, these protests lack the scope of the 2009 Green Movement that saw hundreds of thousands accusing then-President Ahmadinejad of rigging his re-election. This time, for the last week, demonstrations have swept Iran's provinces to some 80 cities and towns, mostly outside Tehran. It's in some of those areas where the country's economic stagnation is most sorely felt. President Hassan Rouhani had promised the 2015 nuclear deal would jumpstart the economy by lifting punishing sanctions. Instead, growth continues to lag, food prices have gone up, and youth employment may run as high as 40%.
It is their duty to hear us out. It is not acceptable for them to sit in their offices and not be aware of the prices of chicken, meat, or rice, or not know how tough it has become for people to make a living.
These shouts should be heard by officials. Unemployment is taking over. What wrongs have the young done to not be able to work?